If I don't make my bed, who's going to know? If I don't keep my cupboard clean, who cares? If I tell a little white lie, it doesn't matter. If I don't do that job to 100% and nobody's even going to notice, why should I bother? And it's an interesting philosophy, an interesting way to live your life, because it has been suggested that every time you give less than 100%, you reduce your ability to ever give 100%, because you're now getting into the habit of giving less than 100%. Then you'll often hear, oh, but it doesn't matter if I tell a little white lie. Well, again, the philosophy is the opposite to that. If you're prepared to tell an untruth, to tell a lie about something that isn't important, what would you then do when it's really important, when it will make a difference? Then it seems that you might be much more likely to lie. If you can't be trusted to make your bed or keep your shoes clean or brush your teeth, then is it likely that people will question, well, is she capable of running the business? Is she capable of looking after our budget? Is she capable of leading a team? And it's interesting because if you don't brush your teeth, you have bad breath. If you don't keep your shoes clean, it's obvious. If somebody catches you at home and you haven't made your bed, they're not going to be thinking, wow, a disciplined, effective, time-managed, organized person lives in this house. Anytime we see an unmade bed or a dirty floor or a dirty car or something that's not put together as well as it could be, we're not thinking, wow, this person is a top-level professional. So it is the little things that make the difference. What if you got into the habit every day of making your bed, brushing your teeth, having a shower, eating healthy food, doing exercise, learning a new word, educating yourself, communicating more effectively with people? And they all sound so simple, and that's the challenge, because the simple things to do are also easy not to do. It's really easy to brush your teeth, but if you're tired, it's really easy to give it a miss. It's really easy to make your bed, but it's really easy to give it a miss if you're in a hurry. But every time you give it a miss, you get into the habit of giving it a miss. You get into the habit of giving less than 100%. You get into the habit of being a minus mile person. Now, the flip side's awesome. Every time you do more than you said you were going to do, every time you run a little bit further, you do an extra push-up, you read an extra book, you learn an extra word, you meet an extra person, you do an extra bit on your marketing plan, that gives you then the habit of going the extra mile. And you get known as the person who, oh no, he's not the guy that gives you 100%. He puts in 100% every single time. You can trust him, you can trust her to do that. So do the little things count? You get to decide.